because you have a heavily stylized way of playing, and you pick it up really easily. Therefore, whenever you keep playing these things, the style comes out. You know, the style is very predominant. But your songs really remind me of each other.
Well, which ones?
Well, I don't know which one's offhand, you know, but that's what I mean with the style thing. You know, it doesn't really make...
I don't know.
Well, that's what I was sort of saying in my review, that, yeah, like, some of the songs in there, you know, like, piano-wise, hi, reminded me of... have a seat. Piano-wise, etc., reminded me of, like, earlier things, and I just wondered if you were going to branch out into something else, like, you know, maybe cut out the piano and have some, you know, weirdo orchestra or what.
No, well, you see, the numbers that don't need orchestra, need piano on them, we don't usually put on... there's a couple of things I mean, like, you couldn't have had piano on Love Song, which wasn't one of my songs anyway, yeah, couldn't you? And you couldn't have had piano on No Shoestrings on Louise, yeah, which there wasn't. But not, I mean, there's some numbers that need piano more than others.
No, I was just wondering, you know, like, the fact that that it all, you know, did happen, you know, in a relatively short space of time, you know, and, you know, if you were composing things all the time instead of having earlier things already written and stuff, that, you know, like, that would tend to...
No, because I was saying, we really haven't written... All the new songs that we've done are going to be on the next album.
Yeah.
Elton John and Tumbleweed, all of the songs on both albums were written exactly... they were all written before the albums were recorded. We had two albums worth of stuff, and by the time the next two albums come out, we'll have two albums worth of stuff, so... I can see that you must repeat yourself in a way. A lot of people, I don't know, I suppose I always defend myself, which is pretty natural.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean about the beat. I was sort of like that. I don't know, a lot of our songs...
And just like the sort of bum, 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 that sort of riff, you know, pops up a lot.
Oh, I like that. but then you listen to a lot of Leon Russell stuff, who's my idol, and I won't have a word said against him. A lot of his piano playing sounds, it's just a style I've gone into. I hope I can branch out of it then. That's got me worried now.
Yeah.
No, I, you know...
You're going to start playing Schoenberg riffs inside.
Yeah. It's just a style you get into. I mean, I copied Leon Russell, and that was it.
Yeah.
I did, you know, I just went... I heard the Delaney and Bunny album on Elektra, and I just went through the roof. I thought... I nearly retired at that point. I thought, there's not much point in playing anymore. And the first time I ever met him, he was in the front row of the Troubadour in Los Angeles. The second night we were there, and I thought, oh, no, I was great, and I was playing the last number, and I saw this great... I mean, just the most incredible looking person in the world. And I saw him there, and my knees went, and he invited me up to his house, and I thought, he's going to invite me up there, he's going to tie me to a chair and whip me and say, this is how to play the piano. And I, oh, and I was really scared. I'm never scared of meeting anyone. I met Dylan and everybody, and I really haven't given a fuck. Excuse me, pardon my French.
I'll cut that out.
Good, cut the French out, yes. This is the east, western part of Canada.
Right.
But I was petrified of meeting him, but he's so sweet. Really great. A lot of people have got the wrong idea. Interviewers think he's a big moody so-and-so because he doesn't say anything. But that's Leon, he just doesn't say anything. He just sits there and goes, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, alright, I grant you that some of them might sound the same, but I really can't say which. If they do, that's very perceptive. I really can't tell because I never listen to my own things. Perhaps I should.
Yeah.